From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. More than 440 personnel are fighting the Hayden Pass fire in Fremont County, which remains at just under 13,000 acres. The fire continues to burn in the Sangre de Cristo wilderness, and firefighters are not actively engaging the fire there. Crews are actively working the fire outside that wilderness area with structure defense strategies. Dozers and hand crews are continuing to build fire lines. There's a community meeting today at 2 in the Custer County High School East Gym. Colorado voters could decide to double the tax on cigarettes this November. The last time it went up was in 2004. KVNF's Laura Palmisano reports.
Spearheading the initiative is the Campaign for a Healthy Colorado, a coalition of more than 50 groups. One of those groups is the Colorado Children's Campaign, a child advocacy organization. Erin Miller is the vice president of health initiatives for the nonprofit. She says they were prompted to action by news cigarette sales were up in the state, the first time in over a decade.
The current tax rate on cigarettes is behind the national average. So we thought it was a good time to reexamine that tax in an effort to really do two things. First, to decrease the use of cigarettes and tobacco products generally, especially among youth who are very sensitive to price increases, and also among pregnant women.
Miller says the tax hike could reduce smoking rates and raise millions for research and health services for Coloradans. The coalition has to collect almost 100,000 signatures to get the question on the ballot. The deadline is August 8th. I'm Laura Palmisano.
This is KRCC News.